So I've become certain that it's the strategically important thing to do, is focus on the homeless issue. And I wrote about this in Waking Up, and I'm more and more thinking that it is the practical guide that I intended it to be. With one significant exception, I hadn't thought at all about Power's tactic of infiltration, phony folks peppered among us. And I have certainly had to think through this one since, as must we all. So we have to go into our planning for an encampment, thinking in advance about agent effects reducing tactics, which again, being rooted in our values, no leaders, no division, no coercion, and I'm suggesting we use that word instead of violence, based in earth connectedness, reverence, suggests that we get clear on this issue of solidarity. And again, that means we have to have the language to get clear on it with, you know, because of glancing at the propaganda pieces that Power releases, for example, Mr. Ignatieff, it's clear we can't use that language and get to a different future, get to freedom. It's a trap. It's designed like that. And while I'm on this tip, let me say this. Berkeley Community Media has been closed all week for housekeeping and programming the new computers that arrived, coincidentally, it seems, with me. So I haven't been able to do anything else on my anti-coercion commercials. But I know what my next one will be. That flows naturally from this hellish week Power has delivered to me. It's this. Hannah Arendt had it wrong. It's not evil that's banal. It's obedience. Training in obedience goes hand in hand with lack of empathy, deep soul loss, and authoritarianism, reliance on coercion, belief in it. So our claiming our wholeness will be met by a whole army of lost souls against it. But on that, I say this, don't lose heart. The ones who are paid dissolve with the paycheck, and the others, the bullies, dissolve with the turn of events. Recall, the opposite of all of us longing for generalized human freedom is only 0.0001%. We got to keep that figure in mind, because this came up for me when I was looking at that steel piece, and he kept saying, you know, there's actually more power in the 99% than you think if you compare the 1% in terms of spending power. Right. How to fool us with statistics, right? Okay, Mr. Steele, give us the 0.0001% versus everybody else in terms of wealth, in terms of assets, in terms of who owns what. That's the statistic we need to be looking at. And understand, youth are the targets, both of the carrots and the threats, because in them, the future is literally planted. See, this is a discussion my entire life I've never heard on the left, you know? We're led to think that this insanity just perpetuates itself. We've never been encouraged to think, well, given that the vast majority don't want this mess, how come we always end up with it? They plan it that way, intentionally. And Popper was trying to point this out, that he said that's the point of higher education. And those folks who are allowed access to the airwaves, you know, who give us our communal voice, they ain't complaining. It feels good to be part of that elite, I suppose. I wouldn't know, actually. So you see the stakes involved in ensuring that youth are well caught in the panopticon, that their eyes are claimed by power.